Happy October. This is Jan Brett, and this is my October Hedgegram. Fall is a time of year to feel energized, perhaps from all those years of going back to school combined with cooler days. It takes a little more effort in light of the devastating fires and political turmoil. I am one who takes solace in the creative process, and I am very grateful to have my book project to work on. There are lots of small challenges to be solved, and so much admiration for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. There are many pieces of music that have been loved through the generations, and although I listen to lots of classical music, the Nutcracker is always delightful and fresh. My favorite pick-me-up is to look at all the different ballet productions on the internet. Although I took a few years of ballet as a child, this art form always astounds me in its beauty and uniqueness. The Nutcracker Suite that I am illustrating is a shorter version of the music to the full ballet, and I will miss some of that music. Sometimes I feel daunted by the sheer genius of the work, but then I think that reading my book may lead a young person to investigate the dance world and Tchaikovsky's music. I have the score beside me at all times, and it amazes me that those written notes, played by talented musicians that have studied for years, can then be realized in ballet to become this wonderful art form. I have just read American Ballet Theater principal dancer Misty Copeland's book, Life in Motion, about her falling in love with her art and discovering the talent within her. It mirrors the lives of many of the musicians I have grown to know in the Boston Symphony beside my husband, who is a bass player. The child seems to just know that the future for them is music or dance, for them over any obstacle. That's wrong. The child seems to just know that is the future for them over any obstacle. So many musicians are born with this gift that is just there. I hope in our world dominated by electronics and materialism, we have room to support the arts that are so humanizing. My progress on my illustrations for the Nutcracker Suite is antagonizingly slow. I feel that the music and the story demand much detail. It's not enough just to go back in time and visualize a long-ago Christmas party in Russia. There is an enchanted world that Marie and the Nutcracker, now a real boy, delight in. My special happiness is imagining a dragon flying through the winter forest to the beginning notes of the bassoon during the dance chinois, tea. It sounds like just like I would imagine a dragon would sound, huffing and puffing good-naturedly. My granddaughter and grandson both are fascinated by dragons, and my mind is awhirl trying to decide the color combinations my dragon will take on. When listening to the danse Russe Trepak, I am stirred by the intricate and smashing folk dance performances we attended in St. Petersburg a few years ago. In my book, the characters are bears that lend themselves to this wild athletic dance. St. Petersburg has a terrific museum of ethnology, and within, hundreds of traditional clothes that are restored and displayed. Growing up in the 50s in Hingham, Massachusetts, I was lucky enough on very special occasions to visit a little toy shop in Center Hingham called Miss Fanning's. This toy shop was out of a storybook, with high shelves with fancy dolls, way before Barbie, stiff animals, beautiful Tonka trucks, trains, and amusements of the kind kids especially love. My favorite of these lesser-priced items was a real clamshell sealed with a thin paper tie. When you dropped it in a glass of water, the paper would release and a paper flower would rise up and transform. Now when I paint Dr. Drosselmeyer's shop of amazing toys, I can tap into that experience with the eyes of a five-year-old in my memory. I am getting news about my book, Cozy, to be published in a few weeks, October 20th, 2020. Instead of going on a book tour, Designated stores that would traditionally be on the tour will send me their books to be signed and personalized. Every year, I go to a stamp company to have a special image made to put in each book, along with a poster and a bandana I designed. I have a collection of bandanas I have bought while traveling, and I wear one almost every day. I have the usual paisley print in many colors, but I have an Edelweiss one from Switzerland, a beautiful Pendleton one modeled after the famous blankets, and my favorites are from Okinawa, Japan. Soon, a muskox will join my collection. I like to run, and my bandana always comes with me. Those participating in the book tour will receive their muskox bandana. I hope you can create some positive energy with a creative project, too. It's amazing how one thing leads to another and encompasses so many life experiences. Happy reading. I am listening to War and Peace for the umpteenth time as I work. Tolstoy is pure genius, and I'm not the first to say, but I take inspiration from Marie in the Nutcracker from Natasha. Happy reading again, Jan. How was that?